live, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
How are you this morning? I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Benji Johnson, and we're your hosts this morning, the day after election, with Circles of Prosperity. Wow. And you know what? We have a huge prayer. We're thanking God. We're thanking the universe for the prosperity of this nation and actually for the entire globe this morning. And anyway, we also have Gloria Wells, who is in our chat room. She moderates our chat room in the morning. I know probably a lot of people are still asleep because President Obama didn't make his acceptance speech until 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm still a little drowsy. Good morning, Dr. Benji. How are you?
Good morning, Sen. I looked at the election speech, but guess what? I took a nap before. So I was kind of smart. I came home from getting my clinical stuff done, and I came and took a nap, and I was wide awake, and it was a great speech. It really was.
Oh, I thought he did a beautiful job in, you know, moving the country to heal from the divisiveness that we're going through, basically saying that that we are better together than we are individually. And
true.
That is so true. And you know, I said to you guys yesterday, there is no winner or loser in this election, even though that's the language that we use, but in reality that is not true. And this is where I'm trying to help you expand your consciousness. Everything is in divine order. Everything is in divine order. So it is as it should be, and we should not place any judgment on it. Accept these things joyously because we know that things are unfolding on our behalf. Thank you so much. Okay, so I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our morning prayer.
Father, I'm elated. I'm excited, and I hope the whole world is, that you have anointed a leader for this country and the world, that you bless him and lead his path and give him direction as no one else can. We thank you for the light energy, the blessings that we receive from him being in office under your direction. We know the Holy Spirit guides everything as the Supreme Counselor. Let the energy run through our veins and our minds and our hearts, bringing us not only peace of mind, but divine prosperity and divine blessings and divine abundance of health, shelter, transportation, and even money to help us run our lives and regulate things in the right way and for your honor. We look forward to helping others to grow in this ministry and on this line. Everyone who hears can listen and be blessed. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. Wow. So, you know, I began talking to you on Monday about being a vibrational being. I wanted you to really understand how it is that you're able to manifest things and the science behind manifesting things. And then I thought, you know, this is probably a great time to just have a little refresher course in who you really are before I start talking and go too far into how we manifest. Because when you understand who you really are, then you will understand the nature of your inner being. And that's what we're going to go ahead and talk about today, that your relationship with this inner being. And so yesterday we talked about we used the terminology the non-physical you, which is basically talking about the spirit, your spirit, which that's, you know, we talk about the spirit all the time in the Bible. They use it, and that God is spirit. It's unseen, it's unformed, it's non-physical, but it has intelligence. Okay? And so what we are studying from the book of the Astonishing Power of Emotions. And this is from the teachings of Abraham, who is channeled through Esther Hicks. And the book is Esther and Jerry Hicks. They work together. So we were talking about how you are a part of this source energy. And it's the same energy that we refer to as God. The name changes, but it's the same energy. And I was sharing with you the fact that God is in you. A piece of that source energy is in you. And you were very aware of it before you came into the planet Earth. And before you were born. That's the journey that we're taking right now, okay? So listen. If at any point in this lesson, or any of our lessons really, that you have a question, or that you want to share a revelation, or that you want to share a testimony of your understanding of the information that we are sharing with you, please press 1 on your telephone keypad and so that we can talk about it. I don't want you sitting there wondering. I don't want you sitting, you know, confused. I don't want you to bottle up anything where you're just the light bulb is going off and electricity is flowing through you. I just want you to pick up the phone and say, if all you have to say is, wow, or all you have to say is, hallelujah, well, thank you. Call me and share that with our audience. We need to hear those outbursts. Okay? Our number is 914-338-0590. Again, that number is 914-338-0590. And you have to press 1 so that I know that you want to ring the bell or have a shout out or have a question, or even if you have a concern, because that's what we're here for. We're here. This is classroom time. We call it a morning devotion, but if and all you're getting, get understanding. Amen? All right. So today we're going to move on to talk about your relationship with your inner being. Okay. So yesterday as we move forward, we're going to be defining and describing these two important aspects of you, that non-physical you and the physical you that's on planet Earth. And we could refer to these as like your non-physical you being the you with a capital Y and your physical you being the you with the little y. So it's like the big you and the little you. But it would be more clarifying to if we refer to the physical you, that which is here on planet Earth, as you, okay, little you, and the non-physical aspect of you as your inner being. And, you know, a lot of people also refer to that as your higher self. We will refer to it as your inner being. And you could call your inner being the source, or you could call it your soul. And here's the biggie, you could call it God. But, you know, we're going to use the word inner being because it is the root of that which you are, and you can feel it within you. And I shared with you yesterday that when I personally moved into that realization that and I'm using the word God here, that God was in me, that divine energy was in me, when I really, really got that truth, I mean, it was a huge, huge awakening and transformation for me. Because all these years, I was thinking of God outside of me. All of these years, I put God up in the sky, sitting on this throne. And honest to goodness, it was a white man, an old white man with a long white beard. That was my image of God that I carried from childhood. But I grew, you know, you have to put away childish things. If you're growing in your on your spiritual path, and I moved into that realization that God was inside of me. And so that's why we're calling this the inner being. And whoa, it didn't stop. My understanding did not stop. So when you begin, Dr. Reggie says, whenever you say, I am, remember in the Bible, listen how that scripture just changes when you place that divine energy inside of you. I am that I am. Can you imagine Moses, all of this conversation going on in his inner self? Who should I say sent me? This drive to say, I got to go get these people out of Egypt. I got to go help them. It's a conversation going on inside of him. How do I find the courage? Who shall I say sent me? Because I know these are not my thoughts. I am sent you. Wow. What? That higher self, that inner being, that divine energy. Whoa, my higher self sent me. I connected with it. I became enlightened with it. It sent me. That's why Dr. Reggie says, and this is where I was going, whatever you attach to I am happy. You're saying God in me is happy. Okay? Alrighty, so that is the root of who you are. And that's the big secret. That's the biggest secret. And that's the one that will set you free. That is the one truth that will set you free. That God is in you. And what does that mean? It means you have the choice to move with that energy, to be one with that energy, or to fight it. And let's be honest, we fight against it all the time. That ego wants to say, I'm in control, I'm in control, I'm in control. But there's something bigger, something higher, something more loving within you, has no judgment, loves you unconditionally. And that's where you want to align. Okay, so from your non-physical perspective, your inner being projected its consciousness into the physical you, and you were born, and now here you are. You're living, you're breathing, you're thinking, and you're being. And at the same time, your inner being is living and thinking and being. And so we like to refer to this time and this place in which you are focused as the leading edge of thought. And when you think about your broader non-physical inner being extending itself forward into this life experience, it is easier to understand that this physical realm in which you are so focused surely is the furthermost extension of that which is source. Humans hold a variety of beliefs regarding their pre-physical origin, but a very common thread weaves through many of those beliefs, which is actually exactly the opposite of the way it really is. And that incorrect belief is that God is non-physical and therefore perfect. and therefore complete in that perfection, and that a human has been given physical life in order to work to achieve that perfection or to catch up with God. All you getting that? We're spending our whole time thinking that we're not worthy, we're not good enough, that we have to go through and make ourselves perfect in order to be with God. That's the number one error. What we want you to remember is that you, in your physical body, right now, you are an extension of that which we call God. And because you are the furthermost extension of God or Source, then God is also experiencing that expansion because of you and through you and with you. I'm going to break it down like you're 3-year-olds. You have this body, and God is in the body. And you're walking around with God inside of your body. And God is experiencing everything that you're experiencing, because it's like I taught you months ago. It's like, okay, we want to go to Mars. We send a Land Rover up to Mars, right? And we're down here with these computers, with this little cart up on Mars, and it's got shovels and little pockets to put stuff and everything. It's running around on Mars picking up soil, and there are men down here on Earth in Pasadena telling it, go over this way and pick up that soil and put it in here, and then we're going to run our computer program and analyze it. Oh, okay, let's check out the atmosphere. What's the composition of the atmosphere? There's a little person down here. So that person running that computer for that Land Rover is like God, but it's got a connection to that Land Rover. That software is connected to the computer here and is being functioned. So you are a Land Rover experiencing planet Earth, collecting data, and that energy, that divine energy in you, God, is experiencing through you, as you. You getting it? Okay, so when we use the word God to express this non-physical source energy, see, this is why I love using words like source energy or divine energy, because it takes away the form of a man. I have that challenge. I don't know if any of you have that challenge, but I have that challenge when I say God. But, you know, I'm growing out of it, that I can now say, I can call it whatever I want to, because a rose by any other name would smell just as sweet. The nature of God doesn't change because you change the name. So when we use the word God to express this non-physical source energy, we find that because it reminds people of the ideas they already hold around this word, it often prevents them from being able to find the deeper clarity that we seek to provide. Isn't that what I just said? And so for that reason, we rarely describe this non-physical source energy with the word God, because the word God just activates within most of you what you already think about the subject. So instead of the label God, we will use the label Source. And this non-physical Source experiences constant expansion through you, even when you are unaware of its existence or of its connection to you. So here's the beauty of it. You don't have to believe in any of this stuff. It's happening whether you believe in it or not. But hey, when you believe in it, and when you know it and you understand it, you become such an empowered being. And that's what happened with Jesus. That's what happened with Buddha. They woke up to the truth, to the reality of their true being. That's what becoming enlightened is all about. And the same thing happened to, I can't remember his name, but I'm sorry. It'll come to me in a minute. I just got a brain fart. But anyway, let's move on to chapter 3, because the universe continues to expand through you. Now notice now we're moving from source and then going to universe. And why is that, those words interchangeable? Because the energy that created source, the energy that creates the universe creates you. It creates all life. And so sometimes during the teachings here at Circles of Prosperity, you will hear me say source or universe or God or divine energy, all equaling the same thing. Okay, so you were a non-physical source energy, and you still are, okay? And from that non-physical vantage point, look, you projected a part of your consciousness here into this physical body, and so here you are. And you're exploring this with wonderful detail and contrast, this leading-edge time-space reality. Now, here in your physical body, you are surrounded by wonderful, very specific details of contrasting life experiences that you are able to decipher through your physical senses. And as you live your life day by day and segment by segment, your personal deciphering of life causes a further expansion of the universe. You are part of the universe. You are part of the cosmos. And whatever you experience has a ripple effect throughout the multiverse, the universe, the multiverse, the cosmos. And if you're reaching out into the heavens, my goodness, don't you think you're also impacting the entire planet Earth? Yes, and everything on it. And everyone on it, because you're not separate from that source energy. It's experiencing life and every form of life on this planet and in the universe. So as you observe your world, take a deep breath. You are seeing it through your eyes. You are hearing it through your ears. And smelling it and tasting it and touching it through your deciphering senses. In other words, you cannot help but to see your world through your personal and important perspective of self. Imagine that Land Rover that is up on Mars. It's not only picking up the soil and putting it into a little pocket to be analyzed, but it is experiencing it. Imagine that little Land Rover had your senses. Okay? That's why, it's the perfect example. We are Land Rovers. And in that natural process of perceiving life from your perspective of self, you cannot help but give birth to new preferences and to desires for things that from your perspective would be even better still. So in other words, by living life from your selfish point of view, you are discovering improvements. So many of our physical friends do not like the idea of being selfish, but that is because they misunderstand a fundamental principle of life. You cannot be anything other than selfish, for you cannot observe, perceive, or be other than from your perspective of self. All points of consciousness, even one-celled organisms perceive, have their perception, and they do so from the ever-changing selfish perspective that they currently hold. You can only see what you see. You can only perceive what you see. Both of us, and here's a perfect example. We have a glass of water that is half filled. And I love this old adage. Someone can look at this, and depending on their life experiences, they can say, oh, it's half empty. And that's a fear of not having enough, is it not? That's a fear of lack. Or someone else could look at that based on their life experiences and say, oh, it's halfway full. And that's a person that's believing in abundance. No limitation there. There's room and capacity for more. But it's coming from how you are experiencing life and your perception of it. Okay. So even without words, understand that you are creating. And we just came out of the secret power of words from Dr. Reggie. Yes? Listen, let's listen to what Abraham says about it. As you live your life, and you're having these personal experiences and you are observing experiences that others are living, you often see things that you clearly do not want. I mean, I don't think there's anyone on our phone call right now that would want to be homeless. You clearly know that that's not something that you desire. And each time that occurs, a clarification of what you do want erupts within you. And occasionally the experience is so dramatic that you could clearly state, hey, I don't want that, and I now understand that what I want instead is whatever, you know, such and such and such. Understand this. You always know more clearly what you do want when you are faced with what you do not want. But whether you are consciously aware of it or not, all day, every day, you are giving birth to new desires that are being born from the details of the life you are living out on the leading edge of thought. So here we have Lena, who called in the other day, who's living with, I think it's her niece or her sister's, you know, her niece. She's living with a family member, and it's getting uncomfortable for her. What is that situation, that life experiencing, revealing to her that she wants, more clearly, she knows that she wants a place of her own. She clearly knows that this is not comfortable. I don't want it. But see, she can't get stuck in thinking, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this. It keeps her there. There's an inner desire that's growing in her of she wants her own place. And she has to have the discipline to shift into that consciousness is, I have my own place. And it's wonderful. Okay, most humans are not aware of this process of expansion. Listen to this. Listen to the beautiful words that they're using. They're saying that when you have that desire in you, it is expansion. When there's something you really desire and you want, you are expanding in your consciousness. So even when they read these words explaining it, most do not find it of any particular significance to their own life experience. But hear this. From your non-physical perspective, before you came forth into this body, you found it very compelling. In fact, there was no thought that was more exhilarating to you because you understood then that the entire expansion of the universe occurs in just that way. And you knew that your leading edge experience on planet Earth would literally inspire this expansion within you. And that the delicious contrast of this time-space reality was the stuff that puts the eternalness in eternity. But, of course, from that non-physical perspective, you were able to see the entire picture of creation and expansion. And that is why we are reminding you again of it now. We are reminding you how that you are not limited to this physical body, that you are huge and very much just a part of the universe. All righty. So your inner being flows with your new desires. And so whether you are consciously aware of your new expanded desire or not, desire is born out of the contrast that you are living. For during that process of you knowing what you do not want, the clear expanded idea of what you prefer instead is born. And your inner being, okay, here's a reminder, your inner being, that which we call Source, that which we call God, so God turns its undivided attention to that new expanded idea. When you clearly know what it is that you desire, that divine energy says, oh, wow, expansion, another desire. My focus is right here with you, Cynthia. Okay, so now this is the most important part of the story of creation. And it's the most important part of the story of your physical human leading edge creative part in it. I'm going to say this slowly so you get it, okay? In the moment that there is a new and improved version of life is born out of the life you are living, you have the option of aligning with the new idea or of resisting it. So Lena launches this desire for her own place. She has the option to say, to align with that desire and to fully own being in her own place, or to stay in feeling that she's stuck where she is and that nothing is going right. She can align with that desire or resist it. Now, just based on that, and I want you to get your finger ready to put on the number one key, because I'm going to ask a question and I want somebody to answer. And if you're in our chat room, type it out. What do you think is the number one thing that keeps you from aligning with that which you really desire? What prevents it? All righty, I got a taker here. Oh, 3884, you're on the air.
Fear.
Hello, fear. Amen. Who is this?
This is Jesse.
Hey, Jesse. How are you this morning? You are absolutely
I'm fantastic.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. You are absolutely right. Fear. Thank you so much. Fear keeps us from aligning with that desire. All righty.
Yep.
Amen. Thank you so much. Love you this morning,
love
baby.
You.
Love you every day. Okay. So fear keeps it from us, right? So understand, this is where free will comes in, okay? The choice that you make in that moment, is really about what this particular book is about. But even more important, it is what your life of joy or your life of misery is about. For that is the point of your joyfully allowing you to be the big you, the capital you, the God in you, you. Okay? So from your non-physical perspective, Okay, we're talking about from the God you, the source you, that source perspective, from God's perspective, before your birth into this physical body, you eagerly understood these things. You know, there is something inside of you right now. I'm telling you these things. Somewhere inside of you, you're going, oh, I know that to be true. I never heard it put that way. But, that makes sense. You're awakening. You already know this stuff. We're just reminding you. Okay, so here's what you know. You would be focused in a physical body. You knew that before you came. You knew that you would be living amongst a wide variety of contrast. Some things would be great, some things not so great, but that was exciting to you. You knew that the contrast that you would be living would stimulate new ideas of improvement and expansion within you. Oh, that's a horrible experience that I just had over there, but I know a better way to do it. I know how to get around that problem. I know how to solve this problem. Oh, I got a great idea. And I'll be more joyful in it. Thank you for letting me go through that experience. Because now I know what I really want. I know what's really going to tickle me and give me joy. Okay. And then this is what you also knew. You knew that the broader, the non-physical part of you, this is your inner being, your higher self, source, God, divine energy, whatever name you want to call it. You knew that non-physical part of you would embrace those new ideas fully and would literally become their vibrational equivalent. And here is the secret to manifestation. And this is why I believe that you can have instant manifestation, because if I eliminate the fear, if I'm totally aware this is how it works, I can manifest it immediately. If I know that the moment that I have an idea that God is with me, that God, that vibration is going to shift and bring it to me, that there is no doubt that it's going to come, and the quicker I move into that vibration, the quicker I manifest it. So now you hear the story of Jesus with the fish that needed some money to pay taxes. He said, render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and unto God what belongs to God. Go over there to that fish, and let's pull out the coins. What was that? This was this desire in him, the instant manifestation. He had absolutely no doubt, absolutely no fear. Listen, you tell somebody now you owe taxes, and they panic. Some people can't even go to sleep at night because they owe taxes. Rather than aligning with that divine energy in you, knowing that God is going to respond to you with a vibrational match of the desire to have the abundant flow coming to you to provide the money needed or required, or to give you the idea of how you can generate the money to pay those taxes. It's up to you how you believe it. It's up to you if you align with it. You have free will, right? Do you believe in miracles? See, when we move into instant manifestation, it compresses the time from the manifestation, from the desire to the manifestation. That's all a miracle is. It compresses the time. And the miracle, the whole purpose of a miracle, is to show you how it works. But if you align immediately in strong belief, in strong faith, with no fear, no doubt, just it, so it is, that manifestation will be instantaneous. I have no doubt about it. But if you think it's going to take some time, then it'll take some time. Whew. Wow. Well, listen, you know what? I'm going to open the floor. Oh, my gosh. This has just been so powerful. You know, when I start teaching, that energy just flows through me, because the truth of these words just awakens me. I hope it does the same thing for you. I really do. This is, you know, if you don't get, this is the number one passion in my life, realizing who we are. It just knocks my socks off, and no matter how often I say these things or teach these things, it's always fresh to me. Always. It's not only fresh, it is refreshing, and it renews my spirit. I hope it does the same thing for you. That's my desire for you. If you have a question or comment this morning, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. I want to hear from you. I want to say good morning to Fort Saggy. Good morning. This is sitting in my chat room. I want to say good morning to guest, I think guest 620 just logged out. But I also want to say good morning to Anitra. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Anthony. How are you this morning?
I feel great. I tell you, you are preaching a powerful message, and you've been on a roll this week. I'm telling you, I can feel the energy. But I'm going to say this in a nutshell. Because we have a choice in life, because we have a will, we are co-creators with the divine energy, with God.
Amen.
We are co-creators. And take that with you. Just keep in mind, you are co-creators with God.
Amen.
You can say what takes place in your life or not.
Amen. That's the whole lesson here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That is so true. And we are co-creators. But if you don't know, then you may wind up creating a mess. And most of us have. I truly will say, I'm one of them. I'm guilty. I have created a mess. But guess what? I don't look at it and go, oh, poor me. I screwed up. Why did I do? You know what I do now? I say, oh, well, that didn't work. And that doesn't make me feel very good. I know now what I don't want, which helps me to understand what I really do want. Liz, I love you guys. I just love you so much. You are so precious to me. Your souls are so precious to me. I'm so connected with you. And I hope you stay with me on this journey. I see you staying with me on this journey. I declare that you're with me on this journey. See how I changed my language? And so it is. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer this morning.
Father, this was a powerful message, and we thank you for instilling Cynthia with the Holy Spirit to let us know that each of us creates our own circumstance. We have power to create and power to do your will.
Mm.
You spoke us into existence, and with the speaking into existence, you placed in us a lot of power.
Amen.
With our words and our thoughts, and having a body to do action. Thank you for letting us use the law of projection to decide what we do want and create it.
Amen.
To help mankind to improve the quality of life for everybody involved. Let us know that there is no doubt, because when we doubt, we do without. When we believe, we receive. We are vehicles of belief because you are in our minds and we're in your minds. There's no reason why nothing should work. Because whatever we create it in the mind of yourself, and we believe it is so, and so it is.
So it is, and I just have a couple of reminders. Number one, our page on Blog Talk Radio, and follow us. Let us get your email address there so we can communicate with you some of the things that are coming. Click on, go to Blog Talk Radio, Circles of Prosperity, and click the follow button. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. We'll be here tomorrow, and we're going to continue this. I just bring who you really are. God bless.